Governor Andrew Cuomo at this time last year was intensely lobbying lawmakers to pass a bill to legalize gay marriage. This year, he's taken a more hands-off approach to the end of the current legislative session. The governor introduced a bill on how to make teacher evaluations public, but said he would not push the legislature to approve it.
If the Senate or the Assembly want to pass the bill, great. If not, I think it'll further the dialogue.
The Assembly plans to pass the teacher evaluation plan. The Senate has not yet decided. Cuomo was criticized during an all-night session in mid-March for issuing special messages of necessity. They allowed the Senate and Assembly to pass bills as soon as deals were struck on topics like a new pension tier for public workers and redistricting lines. This time, the governor has vowed not to resort to the messages of necessity.
You don't want to overuse them. And it's a judgment call. And I don't think we need messages of necessity now.
Without the use of the special messages, there can be no down-to-the-wire talks in the final days of the session. Cuomo also gave up on pressing for a measure to decriminalize small amounts of marijuana. The bill, which has the support of New York City's police commissioner and mayor, was aimed at correcting a problem caused by the city's stop-and-frisk policy. Thousands of young Black and Hispanic men stopped and searched by police have been arrested and received permanent records for possessing small amounts of the drug. Private possession of small amounts of marijuana is considered just a violation in New York, but when the drug becomes public during a police search, the person is subject to a misdemeanor charge. The chair of the Legislative Black and Hispanic Task Force, Kareem Kamara, says saddling a young person with a permanent criminal record can change the trajectory of their lives for the worse.
That's going to impact your ability to get a job. It's going to impact your ability to get an education.
Senate GOP leader Dean Skello says he's reluctant to take steps to make marijuana legal in a vacuum. He says he'd like to see some other drugs criminalized first.
Such as synthetic pot, bath salts where people are inhaling this and going around and cannibalizing people. And for some reason, the assembly doesn't want to criminalize these.
The governor says Senate Republicans are facing political pressure not to further decriminalize marijuana. Senator Skelos denies that. Assembly Democrats and unions have been pushing for an increase in the minimum wage, and polls show most New Yorkers back the proposal. But Republicans in the Senate fear it would hinder job creation, and Governor Cuomo has remained neutral in the dispute. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver predicts that Republican senators will change their minds and might even come back to the Capitol before the November elections to vote on the measure.
Well, I would have to think that the Senate has to reconsider their opposition to what 80% of the people, almost 80% of the people in the state of New York, say is important to them. It's approved by Democrats, Republicans, independents across the state. I think the pressure of an election is going to make the Senate consider that bill.
Last year, Speaker Silver pressed for a continuation of an income tax surcharge on millionaires. He was not successful when the session ended in June, but he eventually convinced Governor Cuomo and the Senate GOP to agree to the measure. There are some items that have been accomplished in the waning days of the session. Governor Cuomo won agreement on what he says was his top end-of-session priority, creating a new agency and new procedures to better protect the disabled in state care from abuse. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.